Tour de Romandie, and then, in early May, the Ineos team raced in its new uniforms for the first time at the Tour of Yorkshire. With 7 Grand Tour wins under his belt, but just 4 of them Tour victories, Froome wanted to join the 5-time club. He announced in January that he would not defend his Giro d'Italia title and focus on gaining that precious 5th Tour victory and join Jacques Anquetil, Eddy Merckx, Bernard Hinault, and Miguel Indurain. That would be fine company. It was not to be. Tour hopefuls often use June's Criterium du Dauphiné to give their bodies a final tune-up. It's almost ideal for this, since often, the Dauphiné uses some of the same climbs as the Tour. Froome was doing decently, sitting in 8th place after the 3rd stage, just 24 seconds behind leader Dylan Toons, and tied with other Tour hopefuls, Nairo Quintana, Thibaut Pinot, and Adam Yates. The June 12th, 4th stage, was a 26.1-kilometer individual time trial. While checking out the course, Froome crashed hard. He broke his femur, quote, a complex open fracture, end quote, elbow, ribs, and the C7 vertebrae, the lowest one in the neck. During the ordeal, it was said he may have lost as much as 4 pints of blood. After being airlifted to a hospital in Saint-Étienne, he was put in intensive care. It took 6 hours under the knife to put Froome back together. He spent 22 days in the hospital and didn't go home until the Thursday before the Tour began. The cycling team that had been compared to the 1927 Yankees possessed astonishing depth. When Froome faltered in 2018, Geraint Thomas was there to take up the slack and give Sky another Tour win. For the 2019 edition, Team Ineos not only had the deeply ambitious Geraint Thomas, who scored no major placings in the pre-Tour part of the season, there was 22-year-old Colombian Egan Bernal. He joined Sky in 2018 and promptly came in 2nd in the Tour de Romandie and won the Tour of California. Coming to the Tour in 2019, he already had Paris-Nice and Tour of Switzerland wins under his belt. These are important wins that would make any rider's season. If that wasn't enough horsepower, Ineos was bringing one of the era's winningest riders, 2015 world champion Michael Kwiatkowski, Dylan Van Baarle, winner of the early season Herald Sun Tour, as well as other riders who could probably captain a team if they weren't riding for Ineos. Who could challenge Ineos's murderer's row? Earlier in the decade, Colombian rider Nairo Quintana had been impressive. In 2013, he was 2nd in the Tour, winning both the Tour's Mountains and Young Rider classifications. The next year, he won the Giro d'Italia and was 2nd in 2017. He was 2nd to Froome in the 2015 Tour, and in 2016, the Vuelta a España was his. That was it in the Grand Tour win column for Quintana. In 2018, he was 8th in the Vuelta and 10th in the Tour. Was there a rebirth waiting in those legs? One cannot list contenders without considering Richie Porte. In 2010, he was the Giro's best young rider. The Australian was a key part of the Team Sky machinery that helped Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome win in 2012, 13, and 15. He is a fearsome rider in week-long stage races, with wins in Paris-Nice, Tour de Romandie, Tour of Switzerland, and other high-level competitions. His best Grand Tour performance was in 2016, when he was 5th in the Tour. He crashed out of both the 2017 and the 2018 Tours. Groupama FDJ was to be led by Thibaut Pinot. At 22, he was the youngest rider in the 2012 Tour. In 2014, he won the Best Young Rider classification, coming in 3rd overall. That was his best ever Grand Tour performance. He was 4th in 2017 and didn't finish the 2018 edition. A good climber, he was also superb against the clock, winning the French Time Trial Championship in 2016. There was no reason to think he could not win in 2019. There were 2 other riders to consider before looking at the French wildcard. Mitchelton Scott's Adam Yates is on song when the road points up. He was 4th and best young rider in the 2016 Tour, and then came in 29th in 2018. Jumbo-Visma's Steven Kruiswijk had a 4th in the Giro and Vuelta and came in 5th in the 2018 Tour. His competitors would need to keep an eye on the Dutch climber. And now we come to the immensely talented Romain Bardet, our French wild card. His Tour history is impressive. 2nd in 2016, 3rd in 2017. Though a poor performer against the